Dead Heat by Dick Francis. Read by Martin Jarvis. I wondered if I was dying. I wasn't afraid to die, but such was the pain in my gut, I wished it would happen soon. I'd had food poisoning before, but this time it was particularly unpleasant, with agonizing cramps and long bouts of retching. I'd already spent most of Friday night kneeling in my bathroom, with my head in the lavatory. Between the attacks, I sat on the floor, leaning up against the bath, and tried to work out what had brought on this misery. On Friday evening, I had been to a gala dinner in the Eclipse Marquee at Newmarket Racecourse. I'd eaten cold smoked fish for a starter, chicken breast wrapped in pancetta, with a wild chanterelle and truffle sauce as the main course, and vanilla creme brulee for dessert. I knew every ingredient of the meal intimately. I knew because I had been the chef. In due course, I crawled along the landing of my cottage to bed. The clock on my bedside table showed that it was 7:10 in the morning, and I was due to be at work at 8. I began to doze, but was brought back to consciousness by the ringing of my telephone. I rolled over and lifted the receiver.
"Yes?"
"Max," said a male voice. "Is that you?"
"Yes."
"Have you been ill?"
"Yes. Have you?"
"Dreadful, isn't it? Everyone I've spoken to has had the same." Carl Walsh was technically my assistant. In fact, these days he was as often in charge of the kitchen as I was.
"Who have you spoken to?"
"Julie, Richard."